Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. This week we have two. My daughter Brenda Brim Kruko is here with me, and we're talking about God's business and our fellowshipping with Him for His business to come about, His will to come about in the earth. We're actually talking about it in our own lives, in our ministry lives. And I got a word from the Lord through Brother Gene Wiseman. If you've been to our prayer conferences, you'll know who he is. He got it at the beginning of the year. And it is to the Worldwide Prayers. We have every Wednesday, and this is Wednesday, we have from 12 to 1 o'clock. We stream live. You can go to billybrim.org, billybrim.org. And Brother Wiseman received a word from the Lord that the prayers, the worldwide prayers, have been impregnated by the Holy Spirit to pray for an awakening to God. And I'm going to read you, this is a two-page long word, but I'm going to read you only a little bit of it, just a few lines. The true and faithful believer that has become impregnated by the Holy Spirit will not suffer miscarriage. That which you have become impregnated with by the Holy Spirit has been invested in you for intended purpose and shall not be miscarried. The purpose is that the will of your heavenly Father may be achieved and carried out in the earth through you, the born-again believer. Now that's His will. That His will be achieved and carried out in the earth through the born-again believer. And that's what it tells us in our scripture for the week, 1 John 4. Mm-hmm. It tells us, John said, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship, the Amplified Bible says, as partners and partakers with us. And truly our fellowship as partners and partakers in the Father's business is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Verse 5, this then is the message that we've heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship as partners and partakers, one with another, and of course with Him. Now, Brenda was carrying the load of the ministry on her shoulders. She was the head of the accounting department, having to do all the accounting. Of course, we were having to believe God, you know, for monies. And she was dreading some of the things, knew she had to make some decisions. She woke up in the morning, and as she woke up, she heard a voice, a beautiful voice. She said it was melodious. She couldn't quite hear what it was saying, though, unless she focused in on it. And the alarm clock kept going off, so she punched that thing, you know. Focused in on the voice, and when she focused in on the voice, that melodious voice was Jesus. Mm-hmm. And He was teaching her about His direction coming as light, mm-hmm. coming from Him. Mm-hmm. And it was traveling. Mm-hmm. He's the head. Mm-hmm. And it was traveling. She was a phys ed major. She said it was like she saw impulses like neurons traveling mm-hmm. On the nervous system. And she saw this light coming from Him. And she saw that sometimes it would go off the main track, light would come, and it would go out like into little capillaries, and it would even sometimes disappear. But there was a main stream there you were to stay on. Mm-hmm. There was a main spinal cord you were to stay on. There was a main shaft of light.
That was bright, very bright.
Very bright. And the message would come to you. Now the Lord Jesus said to her that He wanted her. He said, I want to make every decision concerning this ministry. You have thought that smaller decisions you could make, but I want to be the CEO of Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. Then she writes, I had a strong sensation that He was the head man. And this turned to a solemn time. I cried, asking for His forgiveness. At this time, it was as if He were standing in the room. The presence of God was strong. And then I saw a block of time, a square. And out of the square was cut a block of time. I was to cut out this block of time to ask the CEO for guidance. I was to, in the mornings, early in the mornings, he told mm-hmm. you, get up. Mm-hmm. cut out a block of time for me. And this is not your, I thought this was interesting, Brenda. This is not your devotion time. This is an appointment time with the CEO, you write, just as if I had an appointment with the United States president in the Oval Office.
Mm-hmm.
And I was to confess wisdom scriptures.
Mm-hmm. And then wait on him.
And then wait
just
to hear.
Yeah, just listen and just kind of wait on him.
Just wait on him.
Mm-hmm.
Were you to ask him questions?
Well, it's like if you had an appointment with somebody and you sit down and you do, you know, what they ask you to do, but then you give honor to them too.
To speak.
Yeah.
So you were to meditate on the wisdom and guidance scriptures?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? And then you were to give him a place as CEO in your heart and mind. And then you've written down here, you wrote this just after mm-hmm. you had it. I want you to rewrite this and fill in some things mm-hmm. for us. Oh, what a relief.
Yeah, that was a big relief. It was like a load had, I didn't realize how much I was carrying. And he was saying, you're not to carry it. He was saying, I'm CEO.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, this is what you do, but I am the one that carries it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one that sits in the big desk, in the big chair, you know. I'm the big guy.
Mm-hmm. And he wanted to make every decision small and large. I closed my eyes and I could see him. What did you see?
Well, I saw him. I saw, at that time, it was like I was like in heaven, if I wasn't in heaven, I don't know where I was, but he was teaching on this light.
And you were in another realm.
And I could see him teaching on this light, and there were people around there.
Almost like it was a classroom?
Yeah, except it was like marble steps.
Hmm.
And But it was like it didn't matter if they were on heaven, on earth, or where they were. There were other people that were tuning into this light. This teaching on light.
And the teaching on light was, you said, I started crying.
You know, he was teaching and he spoke melodious, so he never missed a beat. So sometimes I didn't even really get what he was saying. I knew he was teaching. He only gave me the parts he wanted me to know at that time. But he has a complete long teaching on all this.
Oh, yes.
And he was speaking very melodious about it. And he showed me things in my spirit, only what I got at that time that he showed me.
And you said, I saw a light number line.
Mm-hmm.
He said that certain subjects in the Bible have gone on this light number line. I saw like the teaching on prosperity and how it had bypassed the natural realm
right.
and teaching on natural prosperity and has moved into the glory realm,
yep.
God's realm of prosperity. He said, I have other arenas that need to bypass this natural realm and go into the glory. I could sense his vastness, his manifold wisdom. It was with me the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so if you would just put in a nutshell what he told you to do, what would it be?
Well, on this,
yes,
the subject. Well, the number line, you know, in a number line, like you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then you have, you know, you can go into infinity. Well, it was like certain subjects have stopped on number 5,
mm-hmm.
but they need to go on.
Mm-hmm.
Their dot is on number 5. Or they'll go on to another dot, but they need to go on into the glory and bypass this natural realm. And that's what he was showing me. I could see the dots where some of the subjects had stopped.
Mm-hmm.
The revelation from God and what God wanted to do with that had stopped. And he wanted to go on. He wanted to go on with the revelation and the glory of the certain subjects.
So if you would say, Brenda, going back to that time, and today, you still have a very responsible, more help now in mm-hmm. that realm, but you have still a responsible position. What do you do? You get up in the morning, and what do you do?
You seek God, and you seek Him, and you wait on Him. I tell my mind to be quiet. you know. I mean, you say the scriptures, you know, the wisdom, like I say Ephesians 1, the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. And then after I say that, I just tell my mind to be quiet. And sometimes it takes a while, but the more you do it, the easier it is. And then when I get in that place, it's like way in the depths of your spirit, you start, you know, you hear him. You hear him. Mm-hmm. And you become very conscious of his presence.
Now, in the back of my Bible, I heard Brenda tell this. So in the back of my Bible, and I use wide margin Bibles, and I, in the back of my wide margin Bibles, I can write down scriptures. And so I have put my guidance scriptures. And it really all came that I began to write these in there after Brenda had this experience with God. And so some of the scriptures, like she said, I meditate, God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of my understanding be enlightened that I might know. Mm-hmm. And you pray the rest of the prayer. And so I've got my scriptures down here. And one of the ones I was thinking about, and we'll talk more about these tomorrow, these particular scriptures. But one of the ones that I have written is, the spirit of man is the candle or lamp of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. My spirit is a lamp. And then Proverbs 20:29, for it is you who will light my lamp. And this is the Art Scrolls. It is you who will light my lamp. Jehovah, my God, will illuminate my darkness. And there are others. The Lord is my light, mm-hmm, and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? One thing I've asked of the Lord, that shall I seek, that I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. David meant not that he was a monk in a monastery, but that he live in that presence of God, mm-hmm, where he could hear, mm-hmm, God. Mm-hmm. In your behalf, my heart has said, seek my presence. Your presence, O Lord, I do seek. Now, I'm getting ready to write some on this, and I'm going to put these scriptures all down. But you meditate the scripture, and then that's a key. You tell your mind to be still.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get quiet, and mm-hmm, you listen to see.
Mm-hmm.
And he speaks in the depths of your heart. Proverbs 20 and verse 5. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water,
mm-hmm,
but a man of understanding will draw it out. So when you're sitting there quietly, you're drawing it out,
mm-hmm,
because he's there in your spirit.
I mean, sometimes, you know, just to tell your mind to be quiet, you might have to get down, because if you can see, you know, your mind will see a book and say, hey, I need to read that book.
Yeah. We're running out of time. Okay. We're going to have to say bye until tomorrow. Oh, this time goes by. This is Brenda and, of course, her mom, Billy Brim, saying shalom, shalom until tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.